It's because it the messenger spreads devotion to the Sacred Heart that it's been so attractive. We emphasize in that devotion that you're praying to someone who likes you, who loves you. And so there's a kind of a whole affection. It's a relationship. But a relationship in which people know and they're going to a God who likes them. And therefore, it's easier to approach. And they can approach with all their worries, their fears, their anxieties. Mm-hmm. And that's reflected very much in the type of correspondence we get, the letters we get. We get about 50,000 letters a year. And that's an average of 1,000 a week.
That's huge, really, isn't it, in relation to prayer and Thanksgiving? And if you read the letters, they really are like writing to the person, to the Sacred Heart.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yes, I sometimes feel, even though the letters are addressed to me, that I'm kind of only being used as a microphone, as it were, to talk to the Sacred Heart. Yes, and they're very personal, and they're very genuine. You can feel that just in reading them. And people talk about their worries and the pains they've had. And they're even quite prepared to say, well, I didn't get what I wanted, but, you know, it was all right in some sense. It was at peace.
Mm.
And so I know he heard me.
Yeah. And you read all the letters, do you?
All of them are read. Yeah. I'm not always able to read all of them because there are about 1,000 a week. I don't think we'd ever get a magazine out if I read the whole lot of them every week.
No.
But every week, people tell me that the first thing they'll read when they open the messenger, when they get it, is the letter page.
Yeah.
And that tells you it's important for them. It's an encouragement that other people have had the same experience, or it encourages them to be able to pray because other people have prayed and did have their prayers heard.
Yeah, they're not alone.
Not alone.
No. And then you actually do pray for these people, don't you?
Yes. We make a promise that twice a week we will say Mass. One of the Masses is said on Wednesday every week, and it's for those who send in the names of relatives, friends who have died. And those names are kept inscribed on the altar for 2 months. And so Mass is said every Wednesday for them. And then on Friday, we offer Mass again, and that's for other intentions that people have had. So there's a sense of the whole family of the Sacred Heart praying together for people.
Yeah. But now, The messenger is continuing, obviously. I mean, it's 118 years old, which is extraordinary. And yet you're up against the shelves of the glossy fashion magazines in a very affluent society today, you know. So why do you think, and how is it, do you think, that you're managing to keep up the numbers?
I would say the tradition has a certain amount to do with it. Whenever I mention I'm the editor of The Messenger, people say, oh, yes, that's the little red book that my grandmother used to read.
Mm.
It's very familiar, and it has good resonance with people. And so every house it goes into, and it goes into over 100,000 every month, it's not read by just one person. It'll be read by a whole lot of people. Even quite young people today will read it. And so there is a sense that this has been something that's been going on. It's tradition. And it's trusted.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
And there's a good variety in it as well, John, isn't there?
Good variety.
Yeah, yeah.
We have everything in it, including a serial story, which I enjoy reading myself every month, I must say. But we emphasize spirituality. So we have a very good article every month on Scripture and introducing people to the latest ideas about Scripture, and so helping them in a thoroughly easy way to be able to grasp what is understood today in Scripture. But then we have on prayer, on living the Christian life today and putting it in a very accessible way. And that's the value of it. But then you have an article on painting, which I think is brilliant, and another one on cooking, which I don't do. I just feel like putting on weight every time I read the article.
You talked there about having things in an accessible way, and now you're doing something very new. You're going to bring out a CD for the novena to the Sacred Heart, which is a strong tradition, isn't it?
You know, this novena is probably one of the most popular novenas that there are. It's been going on for a long time. And so we wanted to be able to help people. Sometimes the print is a bit small for people. So although the full novena appears in the messenger, they find it difficult to read. But other people like to be able to read it driving in the car. Other people like to meet as a group. So we produced a CD which gives you everything. There are hymns, music, a reflection, and prayer. Each unit, one track for the day, lasts about 5 minutes.
Hmm.
You can spend longer, of course, you can repeat it. But it is prayerful, it's reflective. I found it extremely good myself as a form of prayer. And I think it would be very popular for people because it's prayer made easy, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, and how would you say that people should use the CD?
Well, it's possible to use it alone. We're going to send it to every parish in the country. So the priest, if he wanted, could use it as an introduction to Mass. He could use it for something after Mass. He could give it to a group, a prayer group, who could use it. And it would be very good for a group of people to pray together and share their prayer together. But they can also use it for private prayer. And as I say, you could also use it if you're driving in a car.